I'm going okay. How are you going tonight?
Oh, pretty good.
Oh, good. What's going on for you tonight?
Busy sort of eating my dinner. I thought I might be on hold for half an hour.
Oh, okay. Did you want to call back when you finish your dinner?
Nah, I'll eat with my mouth full. That's less rude that way. It stops you from feeling like you're missing out.
Okay.
Because I'm in a country area, I do a lot of online 12-step fellowship type meetings. And see, I've been at this for like 45 years, which is really awesome, you know. But what I find
is... Did you say you've been sober?
No, I said I've been at this for 45 years.
Yep.
And what I find is that the longer I've been, you know, working on getting my act together, the less and less... Well, basically, put it this way. I did some global research, and it's very hard to count all the people who come and go and all this sort of stuff, you know. But what happens is you can actually get a fairly... It's not accurate as in dead accurate, but like it's sort of representationally accurate, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sort of like... And so what happened was I wanted to get the sales people... Like, you can't... Like, what happens is the groups, they all buy the welcome to... Whatever fellowship tokens, you know, for the newcomers, you know, for their first meeting or whatever.
Yep.
And then after that, people go buy their own stuff, you know.
Yep.
Their own medallions, you know, 1 year sober or whatever, you know. And what happens is that, so then you can do some, Like there's not much difference between 10,000 and 10,002, but there's a lot of difference between 10,000 and 2. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, so if you had, like, say, 1,000 people walked into AA today, so all the groups have bought all these little tokens, and they hand them out to people. Welcome to AA, you know? All right? So the group, people in the groups put the money together and buy these things, you know, these trinkets. And within 3 months, 50% of the people have left. And so you go from 1,000 to 500 in 3 months. And then at the end of the year, there's only 5% of people left, you know, of those 1,000.
Yep.
And then by the time you get to sort of people, that's, you get to say 5 years sober, there's only like about 15 people left. And by the time you get to say 10 years, there's only about 10 people left. And by the time you get to say 21 years, the groups have had to purchase and hand out 36,000 tokens, you know, welcome to AA tokens, for every one person that goes and buys a 21-year sober medallion, you know?
Yep.
And so with me, I'm coming up on 33 years. That puts me sort of somewhere around about one, for every one person that buys a 33-year sober medallion, there's about 170,000 people that have gotten, you know, the welcome to AA plastic chip thing, you know? So, basically what you're looking at is the majority of people are sort of full of shit and not really honest and not prepared to really work hard and all this sort of stuff on all their issues. and you know, people who align themselves with the group and being fitting in with everybody else, most of them are going to die using, you know. They're going to bring themselves undone. So, yeah, you know. Yeah, I just asserted myself a few times here and there, and they go, oh, you can't say that, you can't say that, oh, that's really offensive, you know. And I say, well, I can. It's my opinion based upon my experience, and it's true. So, you know. And, yeah, they just go even more mental, you know. And you can see that the entire group, you can see, basically, you know, if you had 1,000 people walk in today, in 5 years' time, there's only 15 left. You can see where the majority of people are going to go because they fit in with the group. And the group think and the group talk and the group actions, rather than saying, is this right or wrong, and coming to their own opinions and then living by those standards, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've had a night of just dealing with dickheads.
Oh, okay.
you know, it's true. It's like I worked out a long time ago. I just, you know, I used to sit up the front of the meetings and I'd listen intently to what people said. You know, how they ran their lives, what they got up to, all that sort of stuff. And then after a while, I ended up sitting down the back of the meeting by myself, you know, when the meeting was over. And I'd watch who got involved with who, what sort of things did they get up to, where did they go after the meeting, all this sort of stuff, you know, and where they sort of ended up down the track, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of calculated that people are sort of fundamentally predictable. They're like chess. They're just like chess pieces in a chess game. There's only so many moves and combinations of moves that those people can make. And you know, they don't. You know, you can sort of basically predict, you know, where they're going to end up, you know,
mm-hmm.
just by all these sort of patterns. You know, people are not that sort of. Amazingly amazing, they just become sort of like patterns, routines, processes, you know?
Mm-hmm. What do you get out of the group?
Well, that's a very good question. You sound like you go to AA or Al-Anon or something yourself, or NA.
Or I could have just asked the question.
Yeah, but I could be right and you're simply avoiding answering the question.
Well, it's not that I'm avoiding. I'm not going to answer the question.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. And, well, probably the best way to answer that question is by saying that I enjoy my own company, and if the majority of people are going to, in the almost absolute majority of cases, almost all people are going to relapse and die. Then almost all people are an example of what not to do.
Does that worry you, that that could happen to you, if that happens to the majority of people?
Don't you get this?
Don't I get what?
Well, if you want to get drug-free, stay drug-free and deal with all your issues, then you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this is a very interesting sort of question, and I'll answer it like this. Yeah, so that's just an observation, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if the majority of people are going apeshit and saying, oh, you can't say that, well, I can, you know. It's my prerogative. If you don't like it, too bad, you know.
If it offends someone, though... and that person saying it's
offensive.
Yeah,
but that comes from, that's that sort of bullshit that comes from the snowflake generation. Oh, you're offended them. You know, if the majority of people in AA or NA or whatever are going to die because they're self-centred assholes who won't enlarge their fucking scope on reality and get a grip on life, too bad. Oh, he offended me. No, you chose to fucking... you know, sulk and turn it into an issue so you could have something to whine about, you know?
Can I just pause you there and ask you not to swear?
Could I tell you to shove your controlling language up your ass and go fuck yourself?